Ted Leverett, president of Partner On-Call Network, LLC. I want to thank you for investing your valuable time to hear what I have to say. My company is at the hub of a national network of consultants. We specialize in business acquisition and improvement. The collective experience of our consultants exceeds 500 years. I created the profession we call business buyer advocacy. As your business buyer advocate, our job is to give you impartial information so you can make informed decisions. Our goal is to get you the best deal possible. You'll get the best deal if you avoid buyer competition. Of course, if you're a seller, you want buyers to compete for your business. We're not business brokers. We don't compete with them, and we don't sell businesses. We do, however, show you how to access the hidden market of unadvertised businesses quietly for sale by owner. I'm going to talk to you about getting independence, about having your own business. There are five keys to making a successful acquisition. 1. Gain access to all the businesses for sale by going beyond the public market to the hidden market. 2. Avoid buyer competition so you don't have to outbid them. 3. Use a street smart system to investigate a company so you avoid mistakes. 4. Get an appraisal from a valuation expert so you don't overpay. 5. Employ an advisor who understands the entire business acquisition sequence, someone who does not have a conflict of interest and is your advocate. Chances are you want to learn more about business buying because you know that many buyers regret the purchase they make. It is easy to make mistakes when buying a business. With this audio recording, however, you'll learn how to avoid some of the pitfalls. In the next few minutes, I'll share with you the insights gathered by myself and my associates around the nation. As your advocate, it's our job to help you buy the right business the right way. I'm going to tell you about the street smart way to buy a business. Since 1974, we've trained and counseled thousands of people through the 22-step business acquisition sequence. We can help you decide on the best type of business for you. We'll show you how to search for it, investigate it, decide what it's worth, and then design the safest way to finance its acquisition. You'll be safer while searching for a business by using the facts, tips, and strategies I convey to you in this audio recording. For this to work for you, I need your help. While listening to this audio, please suspend your beliefs about how to buy a business. If you do, you'll have an open mind. I'd like you to consider that the street smart way to buy a business is not what you think it is. I'd like you to be open to the possibility that we have information that can dramatically affect your success, no matter how much you know about getting into business. I want you to question if what you believe about getting into business is what's standing in your way from being in business. By simply changing your belief about getting into business and the method you use to do it, you can be in business sooner. During the next few minutes, I want to shift your point of view so you think like the pros who buy and sell small and mid-sized companies for big profit. If you're like the typical business buyer, you're probably working hard to find a good business to buy, and you're disappointed with what you see. You're probably not finding enough businesses that interest you. And when you do find one that you could enjoy running, it's a loser or it's overpriced. Chances are you're beginning to think that's the way it has to be. But it doesn't have to be that way, and it won't be if you use the street smart way to buy a business. You face two problems finding a business. only about 20% of the best businesses for sale are advertised or sold by brokers. The other 80% are for sale to people who know how to find them. You see, businesses are like jobs. The good ones rarely make the paper. This means 4 out of 5 good businesses sell on what Business Week magazine calls the hidden market. Limiting your search to the public market is like rowing a boat with one oar. It takes a lot of effort and you don't get very far. Your second problem is the horde of people who don't know how to buy a business. They congregate around the few businesses advertised in the public market because these are the businesses easiest to find. These amateur buyers are a major threat to you because they cause a bidding war. So businesses sell for more than they're worth. They turn the public market into a seller's market. Now, I'll tell you about the buyer's market. It's a place few buyers know how to access. When you shop in the buyer's market, you reach unadvertised businesses quietly for sale by owner, ones that are exactly what you seek. You avoid buyer competition because these businesses are not offered on the public market. One reason you get the best deal possible when you purchase a business for sale by owner is the seller does not pay sales commission to a business broker. The seller can pass the savings on to you. So let me ask you a question. Wouldn't you rather use your time to screen winners instead of wasting it to look at losers or overpriced businesses? Yes? Good. Because I'm going to tell you how you can own a business that is exactly what you want. Of course, before you can own a business, you have to find a business. So, first, I'll show you how to access the hidden market, where you find unadvertised businesses for sale by owner. The place where it's always a buyer's market. But before I do that, I want to tell you a story about someone who methodically applied the street smart way to buy a business, so you'll see what's possible. Then I'll share with you some of the pitfalls you face when buying a business so you can avoid them. Here's how good it can get when you apply what we teach. It's the story of one of our clients. His name is John. We helped John buy a 40-year-old manufacturing company, which, by the way, we found on the hidden market. He was the only buyer the seller talked to. The elderly man selling the company invented some of the products nearly 20 years ago. His revenue came from repeat business and word of mouth. He hadn't made a sales call in years. He did not have a product catalog or brochure. Nor did he have a sales force. In fact, there was no marketing effort whatsoever. We noticed the company's products were only sold in the USA, so we asked if there was demand for them abroad. The owner said yes, and then he said he never got around to it because he didn't want to put up with all the hassle of doing business in foreign countries. Here's what John did. Within 90 days of buying the company, he established dealers across the USA. The company previously sold direct. He gave the dealers marketing materials and a video showing how to install and service the products. Within 5 months, he was selling internationally. Within 1 year, the company's profits doubled from $20,000 per month to $40,000 per month. That's nearly $500,000 profit per year. John knew how to run and grow a company. He also knew he was not an expert in buying one. He recognized that even if he knew how to buy, he first had to find a winner. Our system enabled him to see 65 companies. He cherry-picked the winner he bought from several other winners. Wouldn't you like to know what John knows? Well, I'm going to tell you. But next, let's question whether you should buy or start a business. Buying an established business is usually cheaper, faster, safer, and more profitable than starting one. Why? By purchasing an existing business, you don't add to the competition. You get built-in profit and cash flow from day one. When you start a business, however, the cash flow is from your pocket and out the door. Think about it. If you do a startup, you go into competition with everyone else in your line of business. If you can buy cheaper, why start? There's another reason not to start a business. Many startups don't make it a year. And according to governmental statistics, more than half are gone in 6 years. What about franchises? Here's a quotation from Forbes magazine. Many people think buying a franchise is the easiest way to financial independence. In many ways, it is the most difficult. A franchise can be a wonderful investment if you buy the right one the right way. For over 30 years, we've been investigating franchises and showing people how to separate the winners from the losers. So far in this audio, we've been considering getting into business. Before we delve deeper in how to get into business, I want to talk about some of the delicious reasons for wanting your own business. You'll discover why certain people control their work life and gain financial independence, and why other people are insecure wage slaves or must work until they die. If you're an employee, you are buying a business for your employer, though you may not have thought of it that way. The profit your employer earns on your labor creates value for his business. And what are you left with? Is it enough to live the lifestyle you want, or to be financially secure when you retire? Sure, it's risky to buy a business, but it's also risky to be an employee, especially if you're not paid enough to save enough. You can lose your medical plan and your retirement plan. You could be fired. The company can go out of business if management can't do its job, right? If you keep doing for the next 3 years what you've done the last 3 years, where will you be? If you know how to manage a company, why don't you have your own? Perhaps your motivation to own a business is to earn money based upon your performance, not what the boss doles out to you. To control your work life, to feel financially and emotionally secure because you're doing exactly what you want. To wake up every morning excited about the day ahead and delighted with the life you're making for yourself. Imagine the status in your community when you have this. Imagine the status in your own family. It does not have to take a lot of money. You can buy an established business with little of your own money, a profitable one that pays you at least as much as you're accustomed to earning, immediately upon buying it, and more later when you improve it. For 500 proven creative financing ideas, read my book, How to Get All the Money You Want for Your Business Without Stealing It. According to Business Week, about 20% of small and mid-sized businesses change hands each year. Your biggest hurdle may be finding the right one. There's no central listing. When you find one, you don't need deep pockets to get into the game. Experts say background and credibility are more important than the amount of cash you bring to the deal, if you know how to do it. Why can't you save your way to financial security? First, you work for someone else who gets the profit on your labor. Second, the dollars you do manage to squeeze out of your overstretched budget are after-tax dollars. This is why it's impossible for 95% of the population to become financially secure. One reason business owners do better is they accumulate assets with pre-tax dollars. When you own a business, you enjoy tax loopholes designed to give you an advantage over the wage earner. Do you know that business owners can travel first class, stay in the best hotel rooms, dine at the best restaurants, fly first cabin, be chauffeured around town in a limo, or drive an expensive car? When you own a business, it may not cost you any more money to live first class than it costs an employee to live economy class. Why? Because you're in business. You pay for these luxuries in pre-tax dollars. Do you realize in the United States, you get to write off 100% of the purchase price of a business? This means the government helps you buy your business. Is this an invitation to gain independence and make money or what? Do you know that as a business owner, you get to shelter a large part of your profit by putting it into your own pension plan? And the earnings in the pension are not taxable until you take the money out? Wouldn't you like to get into business and out of the tax-paying business? There are about 14 million privately owned businesses in the nation. Roughly 2 million of them have made their owners wealthy. I'm not talking about companies with 25, 50, 1,000 employees with millions of dollars invested in building and equipment. I'm talking about businesses with fewer than 20 employees, most with fewer than 10 employees. Go to the internet. Look it up. These statistics are easy to confirm. It takes hard work to buy the right business the right way. It takes knowledge. The best companies and the best deals are the ones we discover for you on the hidden market of sellers. Not prepackaged, no work, no worry deals, all wrapped up in a red ribbon, which are presented at the same time to you and the horde of other business buyers. We use our business for sale locating and screening system to uncover several good businesses every month that match your acquisition criteria. Don't give up your dream of business ownership or settle for a loser because your search does not produce winners. Change your search method. Get out of the public market and into the hidden market so you meet unadvertised businesses quietly for sale by owner. Here's another street smart tip that'll save you time and disappointment. You won't get a good deal unless the seller has a compelling reason to sell. If the seller doesn't have to sell now, he'll wait for another buyer to make a better offer. Your job is to increase the number of owners you meet who have a compelling reason to sell now. That's what an effective business for sale locating and screening system does for you. By compelling reason to sell, I don't mean the seller is looking for a greater fool to take his loser business off his hands. You can buy a proven winner at a great price directly from an owner who has been blindsided by a personal catastrophe. Let me repeat that, a personal catastrophe. For example, how about divorce, death, disability? These are obvious reasons why an owner must quickly sell a winner. For if it's not quickly sold, the owner's personal problem can disable the business. There are seven other less obvious reasons that produce more winner businesses for sale than you could possibly investigate, let alone purchase. Can you buy a good company at a great price? Yes, but without a street smart search system, it's nearly impossible to find one. And when you find one, you must know exactly what to do in the correct sequence. You must act quickly, or somebody else gets the deal. Let's change direction for a while. Next, I want to reveal 11 pitfalls and give you ideas you can use to avoid risk and stop wasting time. Number one, define the criteria for the business you're qualified to buy before you start searching. Otherwise, you risk having sellers screen you out, or worse, you end up buying the wrong business. What if you're not sure what type of business is best for you? If you're unsure, let me ask you this. Would you start a vacation by going to the airport, buying a ticket, and getting on the next plane out? Wouldn't you study travel brochures and get an opinion from people who have been places so you learn what they liked and what mistakes they made? With this advanced information, you can plan the best trip possible. It's the same with business buying. If you're not sure what type of business to get into, instead of wasting time using the window shopping method of looking for a business, invest in our Business for Sale locating and screening system. This system provides you with step-by-step instruction so you quickly identify the best types of business for you. With it, you can access 100% of businesses for sale by owner on the hidden market. You can have insider information, such as financial data on any industry, a profile of any company, and a credit report. With insider information, you know the truth about a business before interviewing the seller or spending time and money evaluating a company. Isn't this smarter than the window shopping method amateur buyers use? You realize your dream when you correctly buy a good business. You get control over your work life and financial security. However, a business bought incorrectly becomes your living nightmare. Number two, first impressions are critical. If the seller has anything less than an excellent impression of you, he may screen you out or refuse to finance your purchase. Picture this. You're on the 50-yard line. Anything you say incorrectly will cost you yardage. Use our 30-second script to impress upon the seller your managerial and financial capability to buy the business. Then switch the seller's attention by asking about his business. End the interview by agreeing on our plan of action. Number three, forecast after-tax cash flow. If payments on acquisition debt exceed 50% of profit, trade credit is hard to get, and your risk of bankruptcy grows. A buyer who does not realize he makes principal payments with after-tax dollars risks a cash flow crisis. When you recast profit, do not exclude from expense the owner's pay and perks or depreciation and interest. Number four, buyer beware. It's common for a business seller to erroneously price the business at 2 to 5 times recast cash flow. Valuation rules of thumb are not reliable. They do not comply with pricing formulas proven in court. Number five, skimming is prevalent in some fields. When you recast profit and budget cash flow, do not include the seller's admission of income not reported to the taxing authority. The seller effectively receives part of his price as taxes not paid. He lied to the government. Would he lie to you? Number six, never discuss price and terms before you examine the business's financial statements and interview the seller on the 30 non-financial factors that influence value. It would be presumptuous of you to state an opinion on the business's value before you do this, wouldn't it? Number seven, don't pay to peak. Never sign a purchase contract, no matter how many so-called escape clauses are in it, before you and your advisors have analyzed the company, obtained an expert opinion on the business's value, and defined alternative terms of purchase. If you doubt the wisdom of this advice, make an offer on a business you don't care about. Later, when you know it's worth less than your offer, try explaining to the seller why your offer has changed to a lower price. Number eight, a broker's mission is to get the seller the highest price on the most lucrative terms. A broker's loyalty by law is to the seller. If a broker has a business that meets your criteria, do not shy away from him just because he represents the other side. But before you make an offer, obtain a third-party appraisal to substantiate the business's condition and value, and then structure terms of purchase more beneficial to you. Number 9. Fraudulent conveyance statutes exist to protect a business's creditors after its sale, based upon how the buyer structured the terms of purchase. Unsuspecting buyers can easily and unintentionally violate the law if the transaction does not pass 4 tests. If violated, you can lose your investment, your business, and your personal assets. Number 10. Winners are scarce because only about 20% of businesses earn enough profit to be a good acquisition. Number 11. Are you thinking about turning around a loser? 80% of people who were surveyed thought they could improve profit. In reality, of those people, 55% saw profit go down, 30% realized no change, and only 15% actually increased profit. Cast a wide search net so you uncover the 1 in 5 businesses worth owning. Don't settle for a loser if you cannot find winners. Change your search method to uncover winners for sale by motivated sellers. You cannot wait for opportunities. You must efficiently seek them. And when you find one, you must know exactly what to do in the proper 22-step sequence. Now, let's switch from pitfalls to some financial facts of life. Statistics show that 95% of the population can't save enough money during their working years to support themselves in their retirement years. So, they must keep working until they die, or live off relatives or welfare. If you can't accumulate the net worth you need from working for someone else, and if you don't decide to get into your own business, you might as well say to your spouse, "Honey, we might as well live it up now, because if we don't buy a business, we'll never have enough savings to last until we die." If 95% fail, does that mean that 95% of the information they rely upon is wrong? Makes you wonder, doesn't it? It's easy to see why working for someone else does not work for most people. It's also easy to get the money you need. Say you buy a business. You make a $100,000 down payment on a price of $400,000. Over the years, you buy 2 more of these businesses. When the businesses pay off their acquisition loan, you've increased your net worth about $1.2 million. And there's something else. Along the way, you've doubled or tripled your salary. Exciting, isn't it? What about pricing a business? The value of a business consists of 2 parts: the value of the assets and the value of the anticipated stream of profit. Do not pay an inflated price for profits you'll create that are higher than historical profit. And don't fall for the story some people want you to believe, that profit includes owner's pay. Owner's pay is what you get for managing the company. Profit is what's left after compensating management. If you don't remember this, you'll pay much more than a business is worth. Governmental agencies and professional societies mandate the use of up to 9 valuation methods. It takes years of experience to competently employ them. There are no reliable quick methods, multiples, or rules of thumb. Please call us when you need to know the true value of a business. For example, imagine two companies that seem to be identical and have the same profit. But they're not the same because they operate from a different location, different customers, different suppliers, and different employees. One company is probably more difficult to manage. Therefore, the future is not as predictable. Another example. Assume that two businesses each have $300,000 profit. One is a service business with only a few thousand dollars invested in tangible assets. The other is a company with several hundred thousand dollars of inventory and equipment. Same profit. But is the value the same? Definitely not. Next, a street smart negotiating tactic. You can lose the deal if your opinion of value is lower than the seller's. It's important to avoid a fight about price. A take it or leave it attitude won't work. It's important that you not tell the seller what you think his business is worth. Why? Because unless you're a recognized authority on business appraisal, he'll question your credibility. If he thinks you're making a lowball offer, he may throw you out. Don't risk your good relationship with the seller. Arguments about price quickly kill deals. Do you want to buy a good business at a good price? Get a price fairness opinion from an impartial appraiser. It adds credibility to your purchase offer. Robert Schuller, one of the great motivators of our time, asks, what would you do if you knew you could not fail? The training we offer you, along with our business for sale, locating and screening system, and our business acquisition system, removes most of your risk because you'll know the pitfalls to avoid and how to structure a purchase. Your risk of buying a business does not start with us. You'll use less of your money and increase cash flow of your company if you use some of the 500 creative financing techniques in our book, How to Get All the Money You Want for Your Business Without Stealing It. One of the most crucial things about a business search is to get started right. You only have one chance to make a favorable first impression. If you don't have all the components in place before you meet the seller or broker of a good business, you could blow your chance to buy it. It's ironic, in this land of opportunity, where so many people dream of having their own business, so little is known outside sophisticated financial circles about how to safely turn that dream into a pleasant reality. Dreams are important, but you have to act. There's no point in dreaming unless you act. Remember, few winners are advertised for sale, but they are for sale to people who know how to find them. Are yes buts getting in the way of what you want? A yes but causes you to reject useful ideas you or anyone else comes up with. You're a yes but if you say, yes, but I've got to get other parts of my life squared away first. Yes buts cause you to play a self-defeating game. If you really want something, when do you think is the best time to start? The world is full of people who will take their dreams to their grave because they plan to start tomorrow. Tomorrow never comes. There's gold in them thar hills if you know how to find it. And before you can find the treasure, you must have the map. Would you like to do this? Keep listening. You may not get what you want if you don't learn more about the Street Smart way to buy a business from a business buyer advocate who is a member of Partner On Call Network. What it comes down to is this. I don't know your dreams, but you probably want more money or more control over your work life. What's it worth to you to know how to find the right business and to know what to do when you find it? Let's summarize the five keys to making a successful acquisition. 1. Gain access to all the businesses for sale by going beyond the public market to the hidden market. 2. Avoid buyer competition so you don't have to outbid them. 3. Use a street smart system to investigate a company so you avoid mistakes. 4. Get an appraisal from a valuation expert so you don't overpay. 5. Employ a business buyer advocate who understands the entire 22-step business acquisition sequence and does not have a conflict of interest. He's your advocate. What's it worth to you to make the amount of money you want or to control your work life? What's it worth to you to finally become what you've dreamed? What's it worth to you to be able to do it now by taking steps which others have perfected over the years? Do you want to own a business? If so, now is the best time to talk to a business buyer advocate at Partner On Call Network. You cannot change your situation until you take the time to learn. Get information that shows you how. You cannot get anywhere else the depth of information we offer or as much access to the hidden market of sellers. You could be the best carpenter, but what can you build without a toolbox? The training, system, and hands-on guidance we provide are your business buying tools. Do you think you know enough about buying a business? Even if you know 97% of what's necessary to protect yourself, what's the value of the 3% you don't know? When do you want to find out? After you get into business? What's the next step? Call Partner On Call Network. Or visit us at partneroncall.com. Just say you want to learn the street smart way to buy a business. We can turn your dream of business ownership into a wonderful reality, as we have for thousands of people worldwide since 1974. Thanks again for listening, and best wishes. Oh, one more thing. Don't you think it's wise to invest in your business buying education before you buy a business? Don't you think you'd be more powerful and safer if you have a proven way to access the hidden market of businesses for sale by owner? And if you know how to handle the 22-step business acquisition sequence? And if you know the true value of a business? And if you have a business buying expert as your advocate? Our training and clients' reference manuals come with personal counsel and step-by-step procedures. Please visit us to see our materials. You'll like them. Thanks for listening. I wish you well. I'd appreciate it if you'd pass this audio recording on to another business buyer who could benefit from it.